Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges citizens to build Viksit Bharat 2047 without relying on foreign goods. Prime Minister inaugurates lays foundation stone of several development projects in Gandhinagar. India continues to expose Pakistan's support to terrorism with delegations visiting countries. And Yoga Mahotsav 2025 inaugurated to mark 25-day countdown to 11th International Day of Yoga. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that recent events have proven that the so-called proxy war against India is in fact a well-planned war strategy. Addressing a public gathering in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, he said that following the events of May 6, India no longer needs to provide proof of terrorist activity. The evidence is now being provided by those across the border themselves.
आज तक जिसे हमें प्रॉक्सी वॉर कहते थे 6 मई के बाद जो दृश्य देखे गए उसके बाद हम इसे प्रॉक्सी वॉर कहने की गलती नहीं कर सकते हैं और इसका कारण है जब आतंकवाद के 9 ठिकाने तय करके 22 मिनट में साथियों उनको ध्वस्त कर दिया और इस बार तो सब कैमरा के सामने की सारी व्यवस्था रखी ताकि हमारे घर में कोई सबूत न मांगे.
Mr. Modi said India does not seek enmity with anyone and wishes to live in peace. He added that the country aspires to progress in a way that contributes to the welfare of the world, and the government is working with dedication for the upliftment of millions of Indians. He said there will be no more compromise in achieving the vision of developed India on completing 100 years of independence, and every citizen has to play his role in realizing this dream.
गांव गांव व्यापारियों को शपथ दिलवाएं. व्यापारियों का कितना ही मुनाफा क्यों ना हो, आप विदेशी माल नहीं बेचोगे. देश को अगर बचाना है, देश को बनाना है, तो ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ये सिर्फ सैनिकों के जिम्मे नहीं है. ऑपरेशन सिंदूर 140 करोड़ नागरिकों के जिम्मे.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth more than 5,500 crore rupees in Gandhinagar. India continues to expose Pakistan's support to terrorism globally with multi-party delegations visiting various countries and spreading New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism. The all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad today met French media in Paris. After the meeting, Mr. Prasad said that India's narrative is very clear on the issue of terrorism and the whole world needs to speak in one voice.
Our narrative is very clear. On the issue of terrorism, the whole world needs to speak in one voice. So many designated terrorists are there in Pakistan, which UN has declared, their groups have declared. And India did a precision strike as a last resort. Sindoor is only paused. Pakistan will have to give a good account of itself, whereby they must stop terrorism, cross-border terrorism.
Meanwhile, the all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor visited South African country Guyana. Briefing media, Dr. Tharoor said that Guyana has extended support for India's right to defend itself from terrorist attacks and to respond effectively.
Guyana's importance to us is because it is a member of the Security Council, and as such, its voice is heard when the 15 members of the Council are formulating a response to any incident involving international peace and security. So, for example, there is the press statement by the Security Council condemning the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Guyana's was one of the voices reflected in the language and strong support given to India in that press statement.
Another all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha held a meeting with Singapore's Senior Minister of State for Foreign Affairs and Home Affairs. After the meeting, Mr. Jha said the delegation has requested Pakistan be brought on Financial Action Task's blacklist. Nagaland's Power Department is stepping up efforts to reduce power loss across the state under the center's revamped distribution sector scheme. Speaking at the Dimapur District Planning and Development Board meeting yesterday, Executive Engineer Power Dimapur Luvoyi said scheme aims to lower technical and commercial losses to 12-15% by March 2026 and bridge the gap between power supply costs and revenue. Key measures include rolling out of smart prepaid meters, with 18,000 smart meters sanctioned for Kohima, Sumukedima and Dimapur under the State Action Plan for Smart Consumer Interface. Mr. Luvoyi said the smart meters are expected to help conserve energy, reduce outages, offer flexible tariff, and enable easy online recharge. The department also highlighted the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, which promotes rooftop solar installations in residential areas. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Marking the 25-day countdown to the 11th International Day of Yoga, the Yoga Mahotsav 2025 was organized today in Puducherry. Union Minister of State for Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav, inaugurated the event. Delivering his address, Mr. Jadhav said that yoga is an important need of the present and also an integral part of a healthy future. He further added that yoga transcends the boundaries of age and gender and is a universal language of peace and harmony. Organized by the Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga under the Ayush Ministry, the event featured a mass demonstration of the common yoga protocol. As we kick off the 25-day countdown to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashwani News Kohima brings a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we will dive into a new aspect of yoga to help you energize your body, calm your mind, and uplift your spirit. Today, we begin with, what is yoga? Yoga is a comprehensive system for physical, mental, and spiritual well-being that originated in ancient India. It encompasses a variety of practices, including kriyas, asanas, physical postures, pranayama, breathing techniques, meditation, and ethical disciplines. The goal of yoga is to achieve a state of harmony and balance within oneself and with the surrounding environment, ultimately leading to self-realization and liberation, moksha. Residents of Kohima town are likely to face water supply disruptions for the next 2 to 3 days. This follows a major pipeline breakage at Jotsoma Reserve Forest area last evening due to aging infrastructure and increased water flow. In a statement, Executive Engineer of the Urban Division, Nilhu Kolye Chelye, assured that the Public Health Engineering Department Urban is carrying out restoration work on a war footing and appealed for cooperation from all residents during the emergency repair. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert heavy rainfall warning for the northeastern states. The department has also issued a red alert for Kerala and Karnataka, forecasting heavy to extremely heavy rainfall. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Jenamani has said that heavy rainfall has reduced in Mumbai as of now, but light to moderate rainfall will continue in the region.
Conditions are favorable for advance of southwest monsoon from parts of Chhattisgarh and Odisha and West Bengal and Sikkim and remaining parts of northeast India during the 2 days. We have also given the red color warning for Kerala, Karnataka and coastal areas of Maharashtra and orange color heavy rainfall warning for northeast India.
And Naglen is expected to see heavy rainfall in all districts till June 3. In a weather update, Naglen State Disaster Management Authority said this may be accompanied by lightning and thunderstorm. It has urged public to exercise caution to avoid any eventualities. For any emergencies, one may contact State Emergency Operations Center at toll-free number 1070. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges citizens to build Viksit Bharat 2047 without relying on foreign goods. Prime Minister inaugurates, lays foundation stones of several development projects in Gandhinagar. India continues to expose Pakistan's support to terrorism with delegations visiting countries. And Yoga Mahotsav 2025 inaugurated to mark 25-day countdown to 11th International Day of Yoga. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.